whilst there are a number of questions, I very much welcome and I very much, I suppose, praise the local community and the committee for pushing ahead with this project. And if in the future it has merits, I very much welcome it. But why I was not supportive of it on the infrastructure list was simply because I didn't see it being value for money, especially in an area that is so tourism rich and has so much potential. I, along with the other five councillors, would have been strongly of the opinion, or the other four councillors, one being at odds with us, would have been of the opinion that if we were to spend €750,000, that it could be better spent more effectively, draw tourists into our area in a better way than what was being proposed in Ranafast.
Now, it has been claimed that the project wouldn't take away from other council projects if it is to be given the green light.
Well, I could not agree with that situation because, quite simply, if we are to draw money into this county from a public purse, which we would need to do for that project, it would mean that another project would not be funded or would suffer over the head of it. So to say that no other project would suffer, I think that's not fair. I do believe that a pot of money comes into Donegal on a yearly and multi-annual basis. Out of that pot, it has to be shared throughout the county. And I'm just saying that regardless of any monies that are spent in Donegal or any monies that will be spent from the public purse, each and every public representative and indeed each and every taxpayer must be sure that every penny that is spent by either government or Donegal County Council is spent properly